PW update on the recording room. This is the best one we've had so far, actually better even than when it was at Valley Baptist Church. We got our charts up here. Hopefully we'll have them on different walls. Maybe I can put one above the other chart, which would even be better. Radio room. And somewhat of my library here. It's not very much, but Marilyn's pictures. That's of the three crosses. Another one. Some of these you have seen before. We never could display them down before. There's somebody at the doorbell. See what's going on. This is another picture here of San Juan Capistrano. Another of a windmill in Denmark. I'll put this on hold. Now we'll get back to our display here. Our doorbell rang. And take care of that. Marilyn, her twin sister, when they were about 5 years old. Marilyn, her twin sister, when they were probably in their 30s. Marilyn's dad. That's a picture of Marilyn and me when we were married. Other pictures here. Go back here and show you a little bit more of Marilyn's pictures. There's the first place you got for that one in the California Bakersfield Kern County Fair. Another she placed pretty high on that one also, probably first place. And that one was definitely first place that she did at the Monte Carlo Inn in Old River where we live actually. And there's the picture I wanted you to see. San Juan Capistrano. Her dad took that picture in 1914. There's the one she did of the windmill in Denmark. Marilyn was a natural artist, but her family would never let her do any artwork. She had gotten a scholarship to Pepperdine University and they wouldn't let her go there either. Up in that tree, you can see there, is a lion laying up there. There's the picture she did of Fish Lake, when Fish Lake was actually there. I had a picture of it. I told her what it looked like. That's the Cord Ranch back in the background. There's the first picture she ever painted. And I told her I wanted her to do that. We're going to go outside and I will show you the how much progress we've made. I wanted to take this earlier, but things kept getting in my way today. The White Mountains are just absolutely beautiful with snow today. There's Boundary of Montgomery Peak. Montgomery Peak to the right, tallest point in the state of Nevada. Go over here. And that's White Mountain. Gigantic, majestic mountain. Big canyons. The streams come down out of these canyons here that come right by our property. The southern edge of our property is from that. And look over here. Here's our garage. Smile your own candid camera. That's the garage and the guest house there if you have time to come up here.
Charge extra for bottling.
Yeah. That's a guest house on the back. If you're lucky enough to have time to come up here, you can stay in the guest house and we'll do seminars. Insulation. Coming along here. A lot to do. We'll go over here and look at the there's a garage again. In a few days, I hope that it will have a skin on it and a roof on it. And that is a guest house, not very big, but it's 12 by 18. Show you the antennas we put up here. There's two there. Rome 45 tower, which will be much smaller. It'll actually be taller than the one in the front. These are windows. Another Rome 25 tower. And the log splitter we got up here. And it runs very well. It's very old, but it works real well. And it's electric start on top of all that. Thanks to Jason Norton and Chris, they brought it up here. I'm really gonna move that, all those tires. I had to do that because that's the only way I could get the cooler up. I had no help. And there's our generator. And this side of the guest house. A lot of work still to do. They cover up the lawn tractors. They're more than just lawn tractors. I use them for a lot of things. Another Rome 25 there. That'll be part of an antenna system there. And there will be another one out there that'll run from that one. Over here is 150 or more feet. But we'll have one way out there also that I'll run an antenna line between that one, which will be much higher, and out there. And then let's go to the front out here. Of course, this is our tree line here. Now that our trees are larger, we will begin to have a windbreak, which we did last year. And this is the north end of the house right here. More towers to be put up, as you can see there. Two more Rhone 25s there. And then a Rhone 45, two more Rhone 45s. And there's two sections of a Rhone 25 there. That was my old tower there. And it'll be going up. There's that 80, 90 foot crank up tower. And another 40-foot crank-up tower. Rome 45s and 25s all over the place. That's a bottom base for a Rome 45 there. And out to the front. There is the Rolling 45 at almost 60 feet. There's the place here. A lot of work to do on it still, but we're making progress. From the time you could only drive in here with a four-wheel drive, right there at that gate, onward to now, has been a lot of progress and a lot of work, from the water well to electrical. And Monkey, turn around here, my little blind cat. Monkey, look this way. I know you can't see. There you are. That's our first little baby that was born here. But she is blind. But she gets around very well. And always Coley is always around. Oh boy. Yes. Let's see if we'll... Coley's brother are just identical twins. You can hardly tell them apart. Unless I see them together. Coley's a little smaller than his big brother. And I think I see Whitey in there. Yeah, there's Whitey. And they're all brothers. Coley and Gumbo and Whitey are all litter mates. I don't know whether that was Coley outside or Gumbo. Coley would probably be underneath my feet though, because he's very lovable. Anyway, this is our place. Making a little progress every day. The next big project, I think, is going to be to get a wood stove in the house. The last wall is beginning to go up on the guest house. There behind that is the Silver Peak Range. This place just a few days ago was all white. I don't know how much snow's left here, probably not very much. It's 62 degrees today. There's the Silver Peak Range. Silver Peak Range is 11 to 12,000 feet. That giant bowl back in there, that is Ice House Canyon. They used to saw ice out of a lake back in there and bring it down and sell it to the miners. See here, White Mountain Peak up there, 14,252 feet. Well, that is it. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support and encouragement. We try to feed you as well as we can from God's Word. We're starting a new series on biblical hermeneutics, and we'll be doing one on the book of Acts and finishing systematic theology. And we'll be going back and do about 10 more chapters from the book of Exodus, We'elei Shemot. So that's what we got planned for you. Hope you have an appetite for all of that. God bless you.